I just had such a great conversation with Nicolette, and I think you're going to love this conversation because we talked about, you know, the difference between therapy and coaching and what does that mean and how do you have a therapy business but can do coaching and make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be so you don't mess with your licensing and all of that kind of stuff. And Nicolette talks about that. She talks about burnout. She talks about how to connect your inner child with who's showing up at your business today. Who is this person showing up at your business? So I think you're going to freaking love this episode. So enjoy, because I want to hear what you think about this episode. All right, here we go. What's up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so stoked that you are here. I really love how much you guys have been pouring into the community and following the people that are on here and telling me how much you've enjoyed the guests. I cannot thank you enough. We are over 100,000 downloads. I keep trying to go look at my numbers, but honestly, I'm so busy. I haven't looked. I'm sure it's a lot more than that now, but I want to thank you for that, because without you, it wouldn't be a podcast. So thank you for listening and hanging out. And you know, I go around this freaking planet trying to find the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Today, I have somebody exceptional, y'all, okay? Truly exceptional. I really love her. I love her energy. I love what she brings. Her name is Nicolette Tomaszewski. I hope I said that right. And she is here to share her wealth of knowledge and experience with us. And I am super stoked about that, because she is a licensed clinical psychotherapist and a mindset coach for high achieving and entrepreneurial women. And you know, I'm all about you ladies, y'all. Okay. So with over 10 years of experience, Nicolette specializes in helping women overcome burnout and heal that trauma so that their business and careers support their life, not just like a way around it, but to actually be in it and actually be able to perform the way they want to perform. So if you've been struggling to find that kind of balance in your life and, you know, not be feeling burnt out, like, you know what, Nicolette, I call it a 9 to 9, not a 9 to 5, because yes, sometimes you feel like you're at this job and you're like, oh my God, I'm so burnt out. And that's because you're working beyond your work, you yes know? So I'm so glad you're here, Nicolette, because you're speaking to my kind of people. Listen up, y'all. They're listening. So Nicolette, welcome to Straight Talk. It's good to have you.
Oh, thank you so, so much. It is truly just like an honor to be here in this space. So thank you so much for inviting me, Nina. I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. I've been really looking forward to this conversation. And for y'all to know how good this woman is, right? I had to cancel our podcast like right before the podcast because Texas decided to have a whole Wi-Fi down time. I don't know what that was about, but she was so good. She was such a good sport. So thank you for being here, Lakela. And I love people to get to know you and get to like know who you are. So my first question is always the same, because I love to see where people go. Who are you, Nicolette? Who are you?
Yeah, you know, just defining self, right? Simple, yes, easy question.
Yeah, you got less than a couple seconds. Go.
Yeah, so, you know, I am a licensed therapist. I've been a therapist for over 10 years now. And with COVID and everything moving remotely, decided to branch out into coaching because I realized how limited I was with being, you know, just to my state with my license. And so I wanted to have such a deeper, further reaching impact with other women, because so much of my specialty in the work that I do is around trauma, and in particular, childhood trauma. And what I help my clients with is my own journey, really, of I experienced pretty severe neglect and abuse as a child and went to therapy, did all the things, thought I was right? Like, and then I went into business for myself, and there were all sorts of new layers and things exposed that I would have never encountered if I hadn't gone into entrepreneurship. And so recognizing and doing that own work has led me to be even more passionate about women entrepreneurs in particular, because one, I think there's so much power when women make money what we do in the world. And so just thinking about how much we hold ourselves back with imposter syndrome and people pleasing and perfectionism and all of those things. And I think there's just so much beautiful work that can be done helping women overcome that and truly stepping into like the power that we have.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you know, it's true, right? When you start to become an entrepreneur is when a lot of these things hit you that you thought you were good at. Same thing happened to me. It's like, what is that coming from? What is this? I thought I had this under control.
Yes. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And I think it's just, you know, like a reoccurring, maybe something that happens. Like for me, it was rejection, right? So, you know, being, you know, rejected by my father at birth and like not being taken care of and had a lot of trauma in my youth. Yes. And so when I became an entrepreneur and people were like, no, I don't really, I'm being rejected.
Right? Yes. Yeah, it hits deep.
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
It is, it is so real. All right. And such beautiful insight and awareness, right? And of like, oh yeah, this is just like what was coming up. That's what was getting hit. That was right, was getting pulled on. And a lot of times we don't always know or we can't always connect it, right? We're just kind of like moving through and it's like, oh, this really hurts. Oh, I'm starting to feel like I'm not good enough. I don't have worth. Do I actually have something to offer? And all of those things have come from somewhere.
For sure. You know, Nicola, I'm very curious. You know, being that you've gone through your trauma too, right? In your youth and neglect and all of that, how are you contending with, especially in your field, how do you contend with that not re-traumatizing you? Or does it, and you have the tools and skill sets to get through it? Do you mind sharing that?
Yeah. No, I think that's a really important and great question too. And for a long time, I used to be very even like secretive because I was worried that if clients knew that I had my own trauma history, could they actually trust me to like show up? Yeah. For them. And so much of it, I will say, you know, like I continue to be in therapy and to continue to like make sure that I am working on those things and being good. And having like consultation with other therapists to make sure stuff's not getting, you know, like weird mixed up with my own stuff. But I am also like very honest with clients when I'll say, you know, like I'm having a thought about something and I want to make sure it's not my own stuff coming in here. Mm-hmm. So is this true for you? And I also, it is really hard. I am impacted by the things that clients share and tell me. And I think there's something really beautiful and connective and human about that to share. And like the things that have happened to you, they matter, right? I am affected by those things. And I also make sure to really take care of myself outside of my sessions if I need to. I mean, I've cried over clients and the things that they've been through. And I let myself feel that. And then I also make sure that I like, and I move on. It's not taking over my day. It's not, you know, like keeping me up at night. It's not ruining, you know, how I'm living my life outside of session. But I think it's important to acknowledge I am human. I am going to be impacted by these things.
100%. And this is what I always say, that every coach needs a coach, every therapist needs a therapist. Like that's a real thing. When I say that, I mean every doctor needs a doctor. And that's because just because you're really like kick ass at something that you do doesn't mean that you don't have your own things and that you need somebody also with a different perspective, right?
Yes.
So you then take that and you start transitioning into coaching. I wanted to ask you, because I do have a lot of like clinical like therapists, psychologists and stuff that listen to the show as well, right? So how did you find the transition? How did you find the transition from working in that space to then starting your own coaching business?
Yeah.
terrifying. That was a real sigh.
It was a lot of doubt.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fear. And so if anybody, especially if you're a therapist, psychologist who is listening, you're interested, there are a lot of logistical pieces that have to be done because of our licensure and making sure that we really do have two separate businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I would feel overwhelmed, what I would remind myself is like, I've already done one business though. you know, I started a private practice. I still have my private practice. Okay. And so when it was like, oh my gosh, right, I'm doing like this whole thing all over and again, it's like, but I'm not doing it from scratch. Like, I actually do have some experience now. I do know what to do. I can tackle the to-do list and make it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely a lot of that self-doubt, some imposter syndrome, right? Of like, well, yeah, I've been doing therapy for so long, but this is totally new. Can I actually do this? Will people actually want this? Is this a thing?
Right.
And it is.
Right, it is. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of self-doubt and fear around stepping into that. And what were other therapists going to think about me stepping into coaching? And I had to really recognize, like, I have to do what's best for me. And ultimately, I just want to work with as many women as possible.
Right.
And not be limited by
the restrictions.
Yes, these restrictions, right? And so it is absolutely worth it, but it can be really scary. And if you are, especially already doing some sort of private practice, you're not starting from scratch. You do have some experience, some wisdom, a foundation. So it might feel overwhelming, but you totally got it.
So how do you then separate the two, right? Because what I think that's one of the pieces that maybe can get a little bit conflated, right? Like, sure. I have my master certification in neurolinguistic programming, right? Because I've had a lot of trauma in my life and had to learn how to like heal and deal with that. And I've done therapy and all that kind of stuff. And so I teach women about like self-worth and, you know, like getting from point A to point B and all that, but I don't want to get into therapy. Right. Yeah. I just kind of show you how you can shift perspectives. So I'm just wondering, how do you take that hat off? Right. Or do you know, to then put on the coaching hat, because those are two different things. And that's what I want people to understand too. Right, Nicolette, that they are two different things.
Absolutely.
And so if you don't mind, do you mind digging into that a little bit? Like maybe letting people know this is therapy, but this is coaching. Let's break that down.
Yeah, this is how I sort of keep them separate in my head, is that for therapy, there is a lot of, it's deep processing. There's no specific end date, right? Like with my therapy clients, I am working with them until we reach a point where they say, I think I'm good, right? Or we reduce frequency, whatever it is. There's no agenda in therapy. Clients show up to session and it's, what's been going on, right? What do you want to talk about today? I don't come in with a plan most of the time, very open-ended. When I step into coaching, when I have a coaching session with a client, I think of it more about skills. I think about it in the lens of like, what am I here to support them with? And so there might be, because of my background and because of the work that I do, we might be doing a little bit of processing of connecting, right? Like, oh yeah, this rejection you have, right, with this client, isn't it just like what happened, right, with your dad? We're going to do that. But it's always based in like, and how is this showing up in your business,
right?
What is the skill that we need to help you, right? Like when this is showing up, how can we help you take care of it in that moment so it stops getting in the way? And it is, it's a container. My coaching program is 6 months long. So there is also kind of like a set date of like, this is what we're working towards. This is the amount of time we have together. And obviously we could always keep working together, but there is this contained amount of time that we've got where, again, it's more goal-oriented, solution kind of focused here and this, where, again, therapy is just like super open-ended. We could be, you know, I've got therapy clients I've been with for like 7 years at this point, right? Like never ending.
Right. And so how do you, because I believe that because you're licensed, right, that you have to be careful with it anyway, right? Like you have to be careful not to conflate the two, that they are very separate. So that is something that those of you who are listening, who are in therapy and all that, need to really understand that you should be separate into, even over, also for your own well-being. Because if you're trying to have a coaching business, you don't want to constantly be in therapy mode.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, there is something where you need a break too and need to shift what you're doing in your perspective, right? So how are you able to kind of sell that idea or put that out there for the people that are in your field? Have you had those conversations?
You know, I do. And, you know, I don't want to like say anything bad about the therapist mental health field, but we can be a very, I think, fear-based field. And I get it, because we have license, we have ethics, we have all of these things. So a lot of people's concerns come from this place of fear of losing your license, right? Like getting fined, all of these things. So there's so much fear around it. And that's a lot of what I come into contact with when having conversations with therapists. Mm. They're so fearful that they're going to do something unethical, or, you know, that's going to cause them to lose their license. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, when I had shared, that's why it's so important. There's logistics of like, you really do have to prove that these are two separate businesses.
Yeah.
Because we have a license. So really making sure you have two separate businesses. But honestly, for me, I almost like coaching more, because it does feel a little, it feels less heavy. It feels a little lighter, right? Like I get to show up. And again, we've sort of got like an agenda. I know what we're working towards. We keep it kind of focused in the present versus, again, therapy. I'm coming in and I don't know, right? Like what that person will be unburdening that day.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so that's also in my brain, right? When I'm coming into therapy, I do a lot of stuff to kind of like resource and prepare to hold what I need to for clients. With coaching clients, I do kind of just show up. Like, there's a transition for me in my head of like, oh yeah, right. Like you get to just show up and support this person, right, and help teach them skills so that they can run their business the way that they want to.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you do for coaching, right? Because I think that most of us in the world should be in therapy anyway, so we can find out what therapy is. I think we all need therapy. So there's a poem. I forget the name of the poem, but it's like, I'm going to curse a little bit, but it's like, we fuck you up, your mom and dads. We did not mean to, but we do. It's like a whole poem. It's like a real famous poem. But every time I read it, I crack up. I'm like, that is so true. Because I'm like, you know what? One thing that you're going to need to put money away, not just for like their retirement and life insurance and all that kind of stuff, but also therapy, because you're going to mess up your kids. I don't care. You're going to mess up your kids. We all do.
Absolutely.
So I was just wondering, like, now, so, okay, let's talk about the coaching piece.
Yeah.
What is it anyway? So like the women who are listening, right? Because I have a lot of high performers that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Yeah.
And I love the people who listen, because there are a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and like thought leaders and coaches that listen to the show. And that's my people. Those are my jam. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, what is it that you are doing with these women? Like when you start to shift, what does the coaching business look like?
Yeah. So for the coaching business, it is so much of really the line that I use is to help women stop letting their inner child run their business.
Oh, I love that.
And so thinking about, and that's a lot of like the language that I'll use, right? Is like, who's showing up to make this business decision right now? Who is showing up to like hold this boundary? Is it adult you? Or are we actually letting like a 6-year-old make our business decisions?
Have
for
a tantrum
us?
And fear. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And so that is so much of the work is, and that's why I say there might be some processing that happens, because we're connecting those dots, right? Like, how old do you feel right now is my favorite question to ask clients when they're talking about things that have happened, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm actually feeling right. Like when I was 7 and this was happening, it's like, yeah. So 7-year-old you is showing up trying to make these decisions, and she's trying to keep you safe. These are the things she learned to do. Mm-hmm. And so much of it is, how do we, an analogy I use is like, how do we stop letting, right? Like 7-year-old you stop driving the car, right? Mm-hmm. Like none of us would let a 7-year-old drive, right?
Like that, right.
Not safe for anybody, but that's what's been happening. And you've just been hanging out in the back seat, right? Mm-hmm. And so how do we take over and let her know that she's actually safe? She's good. She can actually rest and hang out in the back seat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. Nicola, I just did something about, I was just talking to somebody about that, because I saw a video recently of this little girl that hopped in her car. She thought she was going to be like her mommy. She hopped in a car. She turned on the car. And what did she do? She put the car in reverse and hit the gas and then couldn't stop it. And her mother jumped in the car just in time to save her ass from going in the damn street. And I'm like, you know what? That is our lives. Sometimes we just allow ourselves to jump in a damn car. We don't know where we're driving. Put it on and kick it in reverse. And now we're back, you know, about to kill ourselves.
Yes.
And this is what we do in our freaking lives. That's so cool that you are talking about that. I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that you're giving them that awareness because, you know, sometimes we do, I'm sorry, but we do have tantrums. Y'all, you know, you're listening and you're saying, yeah, okay, I have to admit it. We have kicking and screaming tantrums. Mm-hmm. We have fear-based things that we do or don't do because of fear. We got a lot of damn excuses, Nicolette. A lot of excuses because we're keeping ourselves safe. Your brain is automatically on safe mode all the time.
Always. Yes.
Always. Right?
That is so, what it is supposed to do.
Exactly. It's built to do that. It's to keep us safe because, I mean, everything in life, we always try to either protect our lives or keep ourselves safe, right? So I'm just wondering, give me like a tip or two for like somebody who's listening right now, who's like, shit, she's reading my mail right now. She's reading my mail. You know, like how does she become aware that this is even happening? Like that she actually needs to call Nicolette because she's struggling here. So, right? Like, give us like one or two things that they can be aware of and maybe how they can resolve that or kind of like start resolving that issue.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the most common thing that I see with my clients and the struggle is setting boundaries, and in particular, like telling clients no, or saying like not responding to emails right at like 9 o'clock at night or any of those things. And there's so much fear, right? And a lot of it is based in, what if I upset this person? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What if they're upset? What if they get angry? What if they might leave, right? Like all of that. And so if you notice that you really struggle, right? This idea of like, I really don't want to do this thing, but I am terrified of telling this client no. That is a great opportunity right there to get super curious about who is showing up.
Yeah.
Who is giving you that fear?
So right? good. Yeah.
And that can be a really great place. That question that I use, right? Of how old do I feel right now? Right. I do not want to tell this client no. How old does that feel? And it might be a little awkward, weird, if you've never thought about it in terms like that. But it is amazing when I ask clients that when they sit with it, they're like, oh, shit, actually, right? Like, I feel like I'm 12 right now. It's like, yes, right? Like, that's who's showing up. And when we can get that awareness, then there's all sorts of things that you can do. But it would be a great time to, that's 12-year-old me. What does she need to hear, right, from a safe adult? Because that person probably wasn't showing up for her back then.
Right.
How can I do that now? Right. And also thinking about, so if 12-year-old me, this is what she wants to do, what would actual adult me want to do?
Right.
If I was, right, like here, right now, at my age, what would I actually want to do? And I would want to say no to this person.
Right.
So
then it's stepping out and doing it, right? Then it's stepping out and doing it. And here's the thing, then when you start to become aware of that, because I did some inner child work too, and I actually teach a little bit, not as deep as you go, but I do teach about inner children because I had to go to connect to myself, you know, because she was running the show, girl.
Right.
She was running the show, okay? So when you do that, what I love about what you're doing with them is you're having them pause, ask what age they are, but then you realize too, how long that 12-year-old has been running the show.
Yeah.
How freaking long has she been running the show? Because you realize, damn, I have either missed a bunch of opportunities or, you know, haven't said no or haven't set boundaries because this little witch from 12 years old, not that she is, I'm just kidding. But
I mean,
she's been running the show, you know, with her little attitude and doing what she kicking and screaming or her little fears, you know, but it's true. It's true. And it's a very difficult thing to disconnect if you're not aware.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if like you're saying, they've been doing it for so long, right? And so even a lot of the language that I use with clients is like, these are defaulted responses. Mm-hmm. They've just been happening. You don't have to think about it. And brain likes that too. By the way, brain likes things that are easy and quick, and it doesn't have to use a lot of energy to do, right? So you've been doing this for the last 20 years. Great, right? Like brain is not even thinking about where is this coming from? Why am I doing this? And so even there, that pause that we mentioned, can be so powerful, because even if I can pause and I know my defaulted response is to just say, okay, right? Like, yep, I'll do this thing. If I can just pause and recognize that's the default, here's another way that I would like to go. I'd really like to say no, right?
Yeah.
That there's even something so energetically different about if I say, you know what, I know that I really want to say no, I just don't think I can get there yet. I'm going to choose my defaulted response, right? I'm going to choose to say, all right, yep, I'll take it on, I'll do it. And that can still be so different and actually so healing.
Yeah.
To make a choice.
So good. Damn, that's good. That's so good. No, that's so good, because what you're doing is you're saying, now you're going to go from the subconscious to the conscious mind and make a conscious decision and start telling your subconscious mind, these are now going to be the new neural pathways of how I'm going to be doing things moving forward, right? Yes. Because you're being conscious about it. And that's one of the things I, you know, tell my clients too, is like, we are sometimes running on default from all the programming that was stored in our computer from birth to like 7 or 8 years old. Absolutely. And we have been running on that same program for so long, but every computer needs an update, right? Yeah. And so we got to update that computer in our brain. And sometimes we'll maybe put in a new software, so we'll maybe do this differently, but that's still old subconscious brain. And our, you know, I was reading in this about neuroscience, and they were talking about how your subconscious brain literally has no sense of humor. Everything it takes literally.
Yes.
You know, so when you're joking about something or saying something, your brain is like, oh, okay, we're afraid of that. Got it. Yep. You know, like, it's not going to like, oh, let me put some, you know, color on that. Nope. That's your conscious brain that does that. But your subconscious brain wakes up every morning telling you what you're afraid of. You know, like, it's real. Yeah.
Even like self-deprecating jokes, right? Yeah. Like, how often is it for us to be like, well, yeah, haha, I'm so terrible at that thing, right? And
yeah,
subconscious brain doesn't know that there's joking laughter behind that. It just hears, oh, yeah, I'm terrible at that thing. Oh, right. I'm actually bad at this.
Yeah.
Right. And it does. It gets built in there where that, again, that program that you're talking about, that's what's running. That's the default script that's happening behind the scenes that's saying, actually, I'm terrible at things. Actually, I'm not good enough.
Right.
Everything comes from those beliefs.
Everything comes from that. So tell me what your, I know you told me it's 6 months and you're working with them. Are you working with them to build something new? Are you working with them for businesses? Are you working with them for relationships? What are you working on with them?
Yeah. So working with them on in their business. So technically it is sort of creating something new, but it's just them. That's okay. The new thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like realizing the systems that they have, right, actually don't honor their energy, how they want to do things, right? Like setting boundaries, learning how to delegate, right? Because we often, especially, can be really hyper independent. We just want to do it all ourselves. And so learning, like, how do I trust people? How do I actually give my team things to do, right? And let them do it. So reclaiming, that's why my coaching program is called the Freedom Formula, because I think so many of us go into business with this idea that we're going to be entrepreneurs. We're going to have all this freedom.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the biggest joke ever.
I know. Right. You're like, I'm going to leave my 9 to 5. I'm getting out of corporate and I'm going to have all this freedom. And it's like, oh, honey. That's not it.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. But we get so wrapped up in it, right? And it is so easy because the to-do list never ends. There's always something to be working on, always something to be doing. And we can get really caught up in the 9 to 9. I have clients who work until midnight. I have clients who work 7 days a week, every week, right? It's nonstop. And so much of this is also like, how do you actually get some of that freedom? That's the whole reason you went into this.
Yeah.
Right. And instead it is controlling and running your entire life when you wanted a business so that you could live your life.
Yeah. And that, you know, that for me, it was the perfectionism, you know, it was wanting to be perfect. Nobody could do it like me, neither does it. So I have to do it all. And then I was burned out, you know, and I realized it was because of old fears, old programs. Maybe, you know, I can't have a team. I can't afford a team, but now I have a team. I'm like, team here, boom.
Yes.
Go, because I want to do this shit. Right. But, But it's true. And that was such a joke about being completely free when you're an entrepreneur. And every time I see a freaking ad come up that says it, I want to choke the person on the other side of the screen, because I'm like, stop lying. Stop lying. You are free. You only work a 4-hour work week because you have 15 people you're paying to do your business. So stop. Right. You know, like, you're talking to people who are just starting. Don't do that. Yes. You know, it bothers me so much, Nicola. It bothers me so much because, as you know, even getting as becoming a coach, like, then you had to learn your funnel system, your ideal client avatar, how to actually promote that, your marketing, like, girl.
I know. Right? Yeah.
So true.
Yeah. It is so true. And, you know, and I am very honest with my clients, right, of that with entrepreneurship. I can't promise you, right, that yes, we're talking about finding freedom, regaining control. You still might have days where you work 10 hours or something comes up and you've got to do something on the weekend. That's okay, right? Yeah. Like, what we want to do is one that's not every day, every week, right? But how do we create a business that actually is in flow and in alignment with your energetic capacity? There are going to be seasons where, I'm working later than I wanted to, or I'm doing a little bit more. Can I also find the balance of, so the next week, right? Like, I'm going to try to make sure that I do leave a little bit earlier. I close the laptop at a certain time, right? Having that balance and honoring me, because my business is mine.
Yeah.
I'm the boss at the end of the day, right? And my biggest sort of like epiphany was I went from working in agency community mental health, which, you know, 40 hours a week, you're seeing 6 to 8 clients a day, all of this stuff. Went into private practice, and I ended up just replicating the exact same thing because it was
working,
all that I knew.
You ended up working, but just for yourself. Yeah.
But just for me. And I was like, wait a second. Like, I'm the boss here. Like,
Right.
Why, I don't want to see clients at 6 p.m. Why am I doing this?
Right.
And so it is so important to remember, like, this is yours.
Right.
You're the only one in charge here. So can we be a boss that we would actually want to work for?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, girl. Tell them. Nicola, I love you. I love your energy. I love what you're bringing to the table. And I love how you're setting women free to be them and to be successful in what they do and to not be burnt out. Yes, entrepreneurship is hard, but it doesn't have to be a burnout situation. So I'm so glad you're doing this. And before I wrap up and let you go, I do want, you know, those who are listening, who are really jiving with what you're saying, to connect with you. So let me know what people could do to get in contact with you, how they can speak with you, like all that kind of stuff. So give me all that stuff.
Yeah. The best place to find me, reach out to me, is on Instagram at Nicolette Talks Therapy. That is where I post all of my mindset, entrepreneur, inner child healing. It's all there. So Nicolette Talks Therapy on Instagram is a great place to start. I do offer a free 30-minute one-to-one sort of free mindset session where we can sort of talk through things. You can get a feel for me, make sure, do we actually vibe and connect? Right. Do you like my energy, the way that I say things? Because I'm not for everybody, and that is okay. I think that's the biggest factor in all of it, is making sure that we actually connect and it feels good to be together, because we're going to be doing some work.
Right.
We want to make sure that feels good.
Do they, if they want to connect with you, do they go to your Instagram and DM you? Is that how they do it? Or do you have a website, or how do they connect with you?
Yeah, they can go to Instagram and DM me. I do have a website, NicoletteCounseling.com as well. So you are always welcome to go there and check things out. That's just more information about me and my services. So definitely. And on my website, there is like a contact form as well. Welcome to reach out there. But definitely Instagram is always a nice, easy, quick way to direct contact.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I think I love what you're doing. And I love that you have that background as well in therapy, even though you're not mixing the two. It's nice to know, though, that you can guide the conversation, you know, in the way that it should go. And I love that you're making us pause and say, who's running the show right now? Because I know for me, even, you know, now after all the work I've done and even leading women and helping women create businesses and all that, I still get hung up on the, oh shit, I don't know if I want to say that right now. You know, like this fear comes in for sure. Yeah. So I love that, because I'm going to actually do exactly what you just said. I'm going to pause and say, who's running the show here, Neen? You know, because if you know this is not the right move for your business or what you're doing, why are you doing it? You know, what's that about? So thank you so much for hanging out. I love you. Yeah. And I'm glad that you came on to Straight Talk. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you so much, Neena. Honestly, just such a privilege. Thank you again so much for being here. And I just adore you. And I love the conversations that we get to have.
Thank you. Oh, so fun, guys. I told you. Good human. I told you, every time I try to go around this amazing planet, I find these amazing human beings to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking, because you know, you are worth it to me. You are worth it to me because you are here. You listen, you respond, you have feedback, all that great stuff. And when somebody is out here trying to help you win the game, guys, win the freaking game. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you like, share, subscribe. And if you know someone who can use this content, make sure you send this their way. All right. I love you so much. This is Neena Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.